They were really mad, but I stayed at home, paid off all my student loans in like 7 months. I just think that the point of college is to find a career that pays well, and I think that I was able to do that before graduating. So like, that's the idea of college. And
I've always felt immense fear.
I was born with cerebral palsy.
I have always felt small.
Told not to take risks.
I may be blind, but I teach people how to see.
And I'm proud to be an individual.
This podcast is for you, the unconventional leader.
Maybe you are the one that everyone discounted.
Maybe you struggle with fear and self-doubt. We are here to empower the next generation of self-starters to step up.
Use their voice
and make an impact in this world.
You're listening to the Weekly Parody.
Hey there, welcome to today's episode. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host, and I'm so pumped about today because we have Stephanie Parsley with us, this amazing photographer. I have been following her for a minute, several years on Instagram. We come from the same hometown, and this girl is just blown up with her business, and I love her story. She tells us about the day that she decided to quit college and go all in on her business. She's now an international photographer, has traveled all over, does artistic work, just amazing. And she tells us how she did it. She talks about cultivating relationships with your ideal client, how to conquer conflict within your business, how to stay relevant on social media, why loving what you do matters. I definitely want to drive that home. So super pumped to talk with Stephanie here in a second. But before we get started, if you have not subscribed to this podcast, head over to wherever you're listening, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, we're everywhere. Hit that subscribe button. And if you have a second, if you've been listening for a while, leave us an honest review. Hey, and one last thing before we get started on this interview. If you are a content creator, maybe you have a blog, a podcast, a YouTube channel, or maybe you're thinking about starting one, but you struggle with consistency, I tell you, I understand, because it is a lot more work than people think. But it's so important to be consistent so we can spread our messages to the people that we're trying to reach. So I created a free course for you. It is all about consistency with your content and building in systems and processes that make sure that you are deliberate with your production and staying on course with your work. You can grab that course by going to heatherparody.com/free course, or you can text content to 345-345. Again, that is content at 345-345.
So I think in high school, my dad bought us this little $200 camera from Walmart for Easter. And he was like, let's take pictures of each other more. And I was like, okay. And so I kind of used that camera like at high school football games just to take pictures like of friends. And then I took pictures of the football players, but just from the stands. And I kind of got into it that way slightly. I didn't think it was like a, something that you could be paid to do. I wasn't even thinking. And then I go to college. And this girl that I was a roommate with, she said that she liked modeling and being in photos. And I was like, oh, I have a camera. Like, I like taking pictures. Like, let's just go do a shoot. And we drove to Eureka Springs and we did this shoot. And then at the time, this was like nearly 9 years ago. So at that time, there wasn't really, everyone was kind of doing everything indoors, studio. And I kind of just was obviously not the first person, but one of the, like, the first people in my area to be going outside and dressing people up kind of weird and like trying to figure out like this like bohemian thing I was going along with that was kind of new 9 years ago. And after that, it just kind of started taking off. I was at University of Arkansas to study to be, I was doing business, and then I quit that to be a teacher. And so I was studying teaching and doing photography on the side, and then I moved back home to Little Rock to go to University of Arkansas here. And I was starting to realize, okay, I'm like really getting booked all the time, like this is kind of interfering with school, but I'm gonna keep pushing. And then I got all my student loan stuff back my junior year, and I was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, I owe how much money? Oh my gosh. So I told my parents, I just kind of sat, I remember sitting at my dad's table and just being like, I'm making more than what I would be going to school for. So I think that I'm just going to quit going to college for right now. And I can always go back. And they were like, no, like you need to keep going. And I was like, no, I'm not going to go anymore. And so they were really mad, but I paid off. I stayed at home and I kept pushing photography. I was trying to be booked every single day. And because I told myself, look, like if you're going to quit college for this, you need to work hard at it. So I paid off all my student loans in like 7 months. I've now taken my parents like on trips to do stuff with me whenever I'm working. And I just think that the point of college is to find a career that pays well. And I think that I was able to do that before graduating. So like, that's the idea of college. And you know, like I didn't go to study photography, but it somehow found me. So I'm very thankful for that. And if I ever want to go back, it's there. But I just don't see that happening, but we'll see. Yeah. I mean,
I talk to so many people. I feel like there's so much guilt around if you don't do this one path and this one thing. That's the entire premise of this show, is figuring out how you can go about things differently and still succeed. How are you able to go from kind of side hustle to paying off all of your debt in, was it 7 months? That's incredible.
Yeah, I owed like $23,000 in school loans, which I know that people have like way more or way less in loans, but I am someone who, I don't really like to spend money on myself, especially at the time. I'm so like, oh my God, I would rather not spend money on me and I would rather do this. So if I got paid, for example, just throwing a ballpark number, like $2,000 for a wedding, mm-hmm. I would keep $100 of that to get me through like the week. And then I sent the rest to student loans. Wow. And I just did that for like 7 months or however long it took. And I lived with my dad and like ate cheaply. And then, but now I'm so happy that I did that because I don't have to worry about loans now. I mean, except for like the smaller things that I have, but so I was just, anything that I made was going right to that. Cause I was just like, take it.
Yeah. You were able to expand, cause this was, you said 7 years ago. Is that right?
This was about 9 years ago.
9 years ago. Okay. Yeah. Now, since then, you've been able to take your brand and just from being popular in Arkansas to traveling all over and doing like international shoots and stuff like that. How in the world were you able to take your brand to that level? I know there's probably a lot of elements there, but can you walk us through some of that?
I think I mean, social media has played like such a huge role in that. I feel like my style is, there's a lot of people that we have similar styles, but I think for around here at the time, I was kind of trying to do things a little bit different. And I think it might have just caught on to like a couple of people that were doing out of country stuff and they asked me to join it. And then once you get one, it's like it snowballs. Like you just like, more people realize, oh, she does international stuff because some photographers won't. And so it just kind of snowballed from that. And my first wedding I ever did, well, I photographed, my first out of country experience was I photographed a race in Haiti. And that was my first thing. And then the next thing that, the next wedding that I did was in St. Lucia on Mother's Day. And that's when I took my mom and I was like, see, and I think after that, now it's like, been snowballing. I've done two weddings in Italy. My first experience in Italy was in July, heat wave, not good. And then this last one in September was like during the fall and it was so pretty. And I was like, oh, this is great. So I love traveling for weddings. And I think just getting that first one is just kind of like snowballing. Yeah. And then social media does play a huge role too. So
how so? Because you said social media that gave you your first gig, or how did that work?
I think that they found, I can't remember now because it's been like a few years, but I'm pretty sure they found me from social media. And just because I think that they were from the Little Rock area or Arkansas area too, or knew someone that was, and they came here to shoot with me and then flew me out. And I also, for international weddings, I do my best to work within like people's budgets because you're having to do all this traveling. So, yeah, but I think the first couple, I think that they just kind of found me through like mutual friends through Facebook, and then it just kind of like
Yeah.
There. And then at the time when Facebook didn't suck, my photos and like whatever I would post to Instagram or Facebook, everything was like more people were seeing it. Now I have to like pay to people for people to see it. Yeah. And I don't do that as often, but I'm just hoping now with like word of mouth, like
right.
That's what I'm really relying on. But yeah, when I would post, like now I have to like pay for advertisement to get mm-hmm. noticed from people in other countries. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I think that social media in the beginning was a huge factor yeah. with that.
Before you started getting some of these bigger gigs and before you started seeing some of those successes, was there a point where you were, I don't know, doubted yourself or struggled with what am I doing? I quit college. Like what's going on here? Or were you confident like from day one?
Well, I had been doing photography like for fun for like, I think 2 years before I decided to really make like a huge leap. I think I knew, I don't remember ever thinking like this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. I know that I've looked at other photographers' work sometimes and been like, oh, like, how can I get to that point? I remember that, but I was so young that I was just rolling with it.
Yeah.
And I think if I would have been in a, like older, I probably would have been more scared, but I was so young that I had like, I was just like threw myself into it. And it just kind of like, I never really doubted that that was the decision for me. Cause I know with college, you can always go back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, photography was just taking off. Like, I try to be booked now, even now, like every single day, but maybe leaving like one day open to like kind of have a break or like if it rains to be able to reschedule. So, I think like I just overworked myself so much to where I didn't even focus on like if this is a good decision or not. But, so thankfully there's that. Yeah.
How was your support system during that time? Cause I know when sometimes people start leveling up in their business or their ventures, sometimes it's like tribe wise, you know, your tribe starts changing and there's sometimes resistance towards growth and all that. Did you experience that at all? Or was it pretty cool the whole time?
Yes. I had, when I first started, I had people, I don't know if you remember when Facebook had Honesty Box.
That sounds like, a bad idea though.
Yeah. And it was a bad idea because then something happened and it glitched and like everyone's like anonymous messages showed their names. But, I used their Facebook used to have Honesty Box and people would be send me really mean messages saying like this was like when I first started and they would just be like, you don't even just stupid, like you're not you can't be a bohemian photographer, which I don't even know what that is, but they're like, stop trying to be what you're not, like just like little catty girl stuff. And yeah. Then the woman that I was like really looking up to in the Little Rock area. She was teaching me all these things and because she was a photographer too. And I think as I started to get better, cause she was teaching me, she did not like that. And, it just began to like a big, like jealous rage kind of thing. And then now like years later, everything's fine. But, yeah, I think as I was growing, people were starting to really hate, but I can only like think of like probably a few times that really happened. So yeah,
how did you handle
it's been okay for now. Though? What?
How did you process through that?
Well, again, I was so young that I was just like me, whatever. But with the woman that really messed with me, like I still remember it pretty clearly. My family had to get involved and with her family. She was like, she's way older than me, so I didn't really know what to do. And my family just had to get in contact with her family and be like, look, like, she's like 19 years old. She's just learning and you're like 27. So it was just like, we just stopped all communication with each other. And then now she's doing her thing. She doesn't even live here and I'm doing mine and we're fine. So yeah.
I appreciate you sharing that. I feel like there's a lot of people I talk to who start leveling up in their business and their pursuits and start seeing, you know, little bits of success here and there. And they're always surprised with the resistance that they get sometimes from the people that are closest to them. And they're like, what do I do with this? I think a lot of people, you know, go through that and deal with
it. Yeah. I mean, and I get it. I remember like when I was younger, I had that attitude. Like I wanted to be kind of closed off in my craft. Like I didn't want to be helpful. I didn't like if anyone was like, I just didn't want to share any knowledge or anything because I felt like I had figured my thing out and I wanted to keep it to me. But now that I'm older and I have a more mature mindset, I'm like open. I'm like, yeah, let's do this together. Also, I live in a state, in a city where it's not like we have so many people here in Little Rock. And there's not, I mean, there are a lot of photographers here, but there's not like that many, you know, so it's not an oversaturated market. There's plenty to go around. I feel like everyone here is super helpful to each other now, but probably back in the day, it was like not like that.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break so I can share with you about Help One Now. You may remember back in episode 52, I interviewed Chris Marlowe, their founder, and I'm super excited to get behind their work this year. And I want to invite you to join me. Help One Now has a program called Family Empowerment where they go into impoverished areas in Ethiopia and help families start their own businesses. How cool is that? You and I know the power of entrepreneurship and small business and that it has the potential to change the course of people's lives. And this program has a 95% success rate and can help families increase their income by 500%. And this show is all about making an impact. So I thought it would be so cool for this year, while you and I work to grow our own businesses, we also help these families grow theirs. You can go over to heatherparity.com/helponenow or click the link in the show notes to find out more information. All right, back to the interview.
Now, I'd also love to get some tips from you on just branding. I think you've done just a great job of not only branding yourself as a photographer, but showing like your life and your boyfriend and your chickens and just like all this fun stuff. And you've done a really great job of blending it all together where you see the whole person. And I think that's why I like following you so much.
Oh, thanks. That makes me feel good because I've been struggling with that lately. I feel like a lot of my favorite photographers, like they'll have like their photography page and then their separate life account. And I'm like, I've struggled with that because I don't feel like I really want to do that. I feel like, you know, this is my photography. This is my life. My photography is me. This is like a reflection of anything that I do in my personal life is going to be a reflection of my art. So I've just kind of like put it all together as like one thing. And I've always been like, well, maybe people don't want to see pictures of my new dog. Maybe they just want to see pictures of my animals. Or actually I've been thinking like with how Instagram's like liking thing is now, like I get like, I'll get like 2,000 likes on a picture of my dog. And then like, if I post a picture of someone that I photographed, it's like 50 likes or something like that. I'm like, what? I don't know what to do anymore. So I'm like, whatever. I don't care. This is my life. It's all one big thing. And as far as like branding goes, I've always told myself, you know, like you quit college for this. So you need to remind people every single day that you're a photographer. And that's what I do. So I post, if I don't post something, like I'm pretty much posting every single day, at least one thing a day, like a piece of work or something about my life, or reminding people like, hey, I'm a photographer. Like I'm here, like I'm doing this. Like I shoot every day. If I don't shoot every day, I'm posting every day, you know, just like constantly keeping going and not quitting and not being stagnant, because I feel like people forget. And I rely on other people to like, they rely on me to document moments for them. So I'm just trying to stay relevant always. I feel like artists have to do that. So
that's good.
Yeah.
What's the next level you want to get to? Like, what's your vision or dream right now?
I would love to get it. Well, as far as photography goes, I would love to get it to where I'm doing like an out of state wedding twice a month, like every month or every other month. I love Colorado. I just booked a wedding for there for next year, and we have one for this year. And every time I go there, I'm like, oh yes. And I love like New York and California weddings, and I've got a couple coming up for those, and I've been really, really excited. But that's what I would love to do. I'd love to be like a constant worldwide traveling like wedding photographer. I would love. And then as far as like personal life, like I would love to get into home like decorating and stuff, because we just got this house, and I have been loving the fact, like loving decorating. I didn't know that I had a thing for it. So yeah, that would be like a goal too. But as far as like photography goes, I would love to be constantly traveling like a lot more, even more so than I am now, which may seem crazy because we're constantly going. So
Yeah. What do you love the most about photography?
I feel like what I love most about it is I feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And I love that I get to travel with it. I love meeting people and they're like so excited that you're there to document them. And you're like, oh, like we're in this like together. I love feeling like, I love working with people on things. I don't like, I never really feel like any of my clients make me feel like I'm working for them. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I love that we're always like on the same page, same team and kind of thing, and we're documenting this thing together. So that's kind of traveling and meeting people and them just being so excited to work with you. It's like probably the best thing, best feeling.
You brought up a good thing just now. You said that you enjoy working with your clients and y'all are kind of, you know, there for the same reasons and stuff. And to me, what that's saying is you've really been able to narrow in and attract the right clients to you. Cause I know in a service-based business, sometimes you're just like this isn't like, it's not that great working with you and it's just kind of hard. So how are you able to kind of attract the right people where you actually enjoy working with them and they're not like sucking life out of you? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think incorporating my personal life so much into my work and what I put online, like brings in my ideal client, because I think that, I mean, if someone was wanting, like, I just think you can see my style and my personality through my work. And I think that when people book me, usually they have pretty similar tastes and pretty similar like vibes with me. I do get clients sometimes that I'm like, oh, I don't think that we would be like the best fit because based off of how they are, like what they're wanting, which is totally fine because there's a photographer for everybody.
Right.
But I've been super focused for 2019, like asking questions to my clients, making sure they know like what kind of photographer I am, making sure that they know that what style, like what things to wear to their shoot, like just every detail, because I want to now from now on like really hone in and work with my ideal client. I don't want a lot of things to slip through the cracks because I feel like if you're not my ideal client, I'm not your ideal photographer. Yeah, and I want to make sure that you get exactly what you're paying for and what you want, what you need and all of that. So I'm super focused on that this year.
Yeah. What about price? I know I'm not throwing questions at you, but why?
That's great.
For 30 minutes, I'm going to ask everything. What about pricing? I know that probably evolves and changed too. How have you been able, what have you learned about pricing, I guess, the past 10 years?
So I did my first like several months free because I didn't know what I was doing. And my dad was like, hey, I'm paying for your gas, so you need to like be doing this, because I was in high school. And so I started charging like $50, and then like as it grew, like I don't like to charge a lot. I know a lot of photographers have their pricing point, especially in this area, like way higher than me, and that's awesome, but I would just kind of rather work with more people than not. So I have mine a pretty standard price, and it just took me a while to kind of figure out what I wanted, but now my pricing is like to the point where I'm like, I'm comfortable with this. This doesn't feel too low. This doesn't feel too high. And I also ask myself, would I spend the amount of money on this? Wow. Sometimes, depending on where I'm at in life, I'm like, hell no, I don't know how people are buying this. But like otherwise, like when I look at other wedding photographers and how good they are and like what they're charging, I'm like, yes, I feel like mine is fair. And I feel like I've worked up to the point where I, you know, like am comfortable with this now. Mm-hmm. And, also, like, I know photographers are constantly working, so even if I go and shoot a wedding, I'm working on that wedding a long time after the wedding, so that goes into the pricing, too, but, like, my portrait sessions are super, like, I'll charge, like, my most popular, like, portrait session is, like a 30 minutes an hour, and, like, super easy, like, $350, and, like, that's what my seniors love, and, like, it's nothing too crazy. And, but I try to, I'll sometimes shoot like twice a day, or I'll definitely try to always shoot like once a day. So just kind of like where I'm working at and like what I'm comfortable with, but I think I found a good balance.
Do you think you're able to get into like education for like building passive income with other photographers or anything like that?
I've been thinking about that a lot this past month, actually. I don't know. I would like to do like mentoring and stuff, but even I'm still like, oh, can I mentor someone? Like, I don't know, like if I'm like to the point like where I would be like I just don't look at myself like, am I good enough to mentor you? You know what I mean? Like, but I think that I would like to get into that. I know one of my favorite photographers is a big educator, and she has all this stuff set up, and I would like to get into that if I had help, but right now I don't have the time to like even dive into it. But mentoring is definitely something that I've considered for the future, for sure.
What about burnout? have you dealt with any kind of burnout with just like, I'm sick of photography, forget it?
Is that so I've only felt burnt out on engagements. And that's, everyone's always, whenever I say that, people are like, what? But no, like, it's really hard for me around here sometimes. Like I said, I'm trying to constantly find my ideal client. Like, sometimes you can get burnout, especially if you get like, if you start working with two introverted people, like if they show up and they're just both like really clammed up and everything, and you have to exert all this energy that's enough for all of you. And when you get all these couples that are back to back to back, not comfortable in front of the camera, it can burn you out a lot because you feel like, well, this, like, could I have done this? Or like, it didn't go so well, but then the photos are great and it brings you back to life. But sometimes, like, it's just hard because, you know, again, like, I got burnt out not finding my ideal client. But now that I'm, I went through this whole class, like, over the winter and, like, worked on, like, engagements, like, coursing, like, posing and finding your ideal client, everything. And now I'm, like, super amped. I'm, like, let's go, ready to get back at it with engagements. I've, like, booked a couple of, like, people to do some free stuff with me so we can, like, I can practice new techniques and everything. So engagements are the only thing I've ever been burnt out on, but I'm feeling revitalized now, so hopefully I don't feel like that anymore, so we'll see.
I love that. Stephanie, where can people connect with you online if they want to see your photography, follow your awesome stories with your cute little chickens? Where can they go?
I'm on Instagram all the time. Mm-hmm. So my name's Stephanie Parsley on Instagram. Facebook, I'm pretty active on. I'm trying to think, is there anything else? Email, obviously, my website, stephanieparsleyphotography.com. And but Instagram is, I feel it's like right there. Like, mm-hmm. everyone, I respond to all my messages, unless it's like a weird message, but I respond to pretty much everybody. So
every single person I interview, I'm like, where can people connect with you online? They're all like, Instagram, every person.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I would love for there to be something else because Instagram has like destroyed all like connect. Like, I don't even know, unless it's like a selfie or like a half naked photo or a picture of a dog, no one sees it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I was late to the Instagram game, and I just don't do it. Like, I'm barely on Instagram. I think it's just because I was late to it, because now it's just so hard to navigate through it. But
I know. I thought that you did pretty well. I thought you were like killing it on Instagram. I guess it's not. Okay. No. No. Okay. Well, you fooled me. So
no, podcasting's where I focus on. I'm like, podcast. So tell us this thing. I'm going to ask this question a lot lately to the guests, and I love it because I feel like people are, you know, when they hear your story and they hear that, you know, you've created success in this, there's kind of a dissonance between maybe just first starting and the kind of insecurity, self-doubt with that. And then hearing somebody who's successful, it's kind of like, okay, what are the steps in between there? How can I get to be a successful photographer and do these things? I think a great question to ask that would be, let's say you were to step back in time and sit with yourself, sit with Stephanie, you know, let's say 5 or 10 years ago when you first started, you're going to sit with her and you're just going to give her a few pieces of advice before she started down this photography journey. What would you tell her?
Probably to, oh God, there's a lot. I think that I would tell myself to be very involved with other photographers a lot. Don't distance yourself. To stop editing like you are. Like, I look back on my old photos and I'm like, oh my God, chill. I wish I would have been like more like willing to like learn from other people, other photographers and stuff. There was like one person I learned from and I just like shelled away. And I feel like, you know, I could have probably progressed even faster. I feel like every 2 years, my style kind of like amps up a little bit. And I feel like if I was more involved with other photographers and the community more, I would have like learned even more faster. I don't know, because I'm super happy that what I did back then, I was shooting every day and I was posting every day, and that's something that I'm very thankful that I did. So wouldn't tell old Stephanie to quit doing that. Let's see. Oh, and to probably charge a little bit more than $50 for the first year. So yeah, it was to the point. I remember at the end of that, I was like, I'm not really doing anything, you know. I think it would be to be more, to be smarter about what you're worth and what you're putting out there and everything. Everyone should be paid for their time. And I was like working my ass off. So
That's real. That's
yeah. I'm trying to think. I'm sure there's a lot. And I'm sure once I get off this podcast, I'll be like, oh, I could have said that. I think being involved with the community a lot more and being involved with other photographers, that was like one of the things I didn't do that I wish that I would have. And I try to do a lot more now. Like, I tried to be really involved with everyone in the community because we're all here to help each other. When I thought at the time, like, no one was like there to help me. Everyone was kind of like out to get me. So yeah.
Can you give me an example of by being involved? Like how?
Like we have photographer meetups here in Little Rock, and we'll do like, I just went to like last month, a gingerbread decorating thing, or in December. Yeah. Last month. Okay. Gingerbread decorating thing, these female photographers. And it was so nice. And I got to meet like a couple of people I hadn't met before. And I think back, if I was younger and immature back then, I probably would be like, no, like they won't like me or like anything, you know, stupid stuff like that. But now that I went, like now I have like, you know, good recommendations for brides that are booked, and I can send them to the to those photographers that I met now that I met them and I know their work and everything like that. So just meetups and being involved. We're on a Arkansas photography thing online on Facebook, and we're all involved with each other, letting each other know if we get a referral, like if we're booked, we put it on there and like we'll see who's booked, and all these photographers will give them, or who's not booked, and we'll give the client their information and stuff like that. So we're all helping each other.
Right.
So,
yeah. That's good. That's good. Stephanie, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have not subscribed yet, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit that subscribe button. And also, if you have a second, leave us a review. Lastly, we have a private Facebook group. If you are looking for a tribe of like-minded leaders who are unconventional in their approach, but dedicated to making an impact, head over to Facebook and type in unconventional leaders, and we will be sure to add you. You guys have a great week.